This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Mark Anthony Alanis. Date of birth, March the 23rd, 2005. Case ID number is 752-6510. Date of exam, August the 1st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, mobile x-rays on demand. Dated 11/5/2022. And a report from Dr. Igoa, dated 9/24/2018. Identifying information, this is an 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his grandmother to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder slash anger disorder slash speech impairment and scoliosis. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He did graduate from high school in the special ed CAT class and presently lives in an apartment with his grandmother. He is presently not receiving disability, but did receive disability as a minor for approximately 13 years for his condition. Allegation number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder slash anger disorder slash speech impairment. The claimant states that in 2011, he was being bullied at school and had problems in the family. He comes from a background of domestic violence and was physically abused by his stepfather. He states that he has had suicidal ideation and attempts in the past and tried to cut his wrist when he was a young boy. He suffers also from attention deficit hyperactive disorder and was on medication for many years while going to school. He also suffers from aggressiveness and anger and has a tendency to sometimes be hyperactive. The claimant would get in his depression and cried from fear of seeing his father, secondary to his father being physically abusive to him. The claimant had decreased focus and concentration and motivation and had difficulty speaking clearly. At this time, his condition appears to be stable. He is no longer taking any medications and appears to be fairly calm and doing well. Allegation number two, speech impairment. The mother states that also since 2011, he had difficulty speaking clearly and was given therapy since he was 8 years old. It was attributed to his domestic violence environment. And the claimant did not like speaking or communicating with other people for many long periods of time. He was able to talk to me and communicate his feelings and his desires to someday become a auto mechanic and to put up a business of oil changing of the cars. At this time, he appears to be stable and appears to be able to communicate fairly well. He does have a history of pervasive developmental disrupted mood dysregulation disorder, questionable autism, and emotional disturbance with speech impairment, which were diagnoses that were made back in 2018. The claimant appears to be more stable at this time and appears to be able to communicate better. Allegation Number three, scoliosis. The claimant states that in 2015, he started to develop a sharp mid-spine thoracic pain, which was attributed to a mild scoliosis. No surgeries were performed, as well as no injections given. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 30 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive device, and his physician is Dr. Ochoa. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and he goes to the gym every day to work out for an hour. As noted before, his physician is Dr. Ochoa, and he did receive 2 months of physical therapy for his back pain. He does occasionally take ibuprofen 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, but rarely takes it. X-rays revealed a mild scoliosis with a Cobb's angle of 7 degrees. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices. He presently takes Motrin, 400 milligrams. PRN is needed for pain, which does work. The claimant likes working out in the gym for an hour, and he helps out with household chores. He is presently not in school or working at this time. Family history: the father is 48 and has problems with his hearing. He was also a drug addict. His mother is 41 and has a hearing impairment. She also had Waardenburg syndrome. The claimant does not have this, however. Medications: Singulair, 10 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: thoracic and lumbar spine scoliosis, comma, speech impairment with anger disorder, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, pervasive developmental disruptive move dysregulation disorder, comma, questionable autism, comma, emotional disturbance, comma, and speech impairment, comma, with lactose intolerance and allergies. Major surgeries: sublingual frenulum detachment performed in 2013. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.4 Fahrenheit, weight 156 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and a half inches, BP 132 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 73 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General: this is an 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/2. 200. Pinhole was 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole was 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He shared with me his future plans of possibly being an auto mechanic and doing oil changes for cars. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological on the last page? There is minimal / mild curvature of the thoracic spine with convexity towards the right. There is no acute displaced fracture, dislocation, or discrete bony destruction lesions of the thoracic spine. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some very mild scoliosis, but with normal physical exam. He's able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, secondary to a short frenulum, which has been corrected by surgery, and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time, except for a mild scoliosis, but with normal physical exam. Probable diagnoses, number 1, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / anger disorder / speech impairment - these were conditions that the claimant had years ago. He appears to be doing much better now and appears to be stable and appears to be functioning more at a normal rate at this time. Allegation number 2, speech impairment. The claimant did receive multiple years of speech therapy. He is able to communicate very well and to express his feelings and to give history of his condition. Number 3, scoliosis with a Cobb's angle of 7 degrees, appears to be minimal or mild. Was confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. However, physical exam was completely normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mark Anthony Alanis.